Street, and right out of the gate, the Dow is higher. The blue chip index is up along with the S&P and the NASDAQ. SRNNews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's kind of a late season shocker with temperatures running way below normal today, and we're headed for a freeze tonight. Sunshine today with a high temperature upper 50s to around 60 at best. Then much colder tonight with a freeze warning in effect. Overnight low temperature down to about 32. There'll be widespread frost by dawn tomorrow. More sunshine during the day tomorrow with a high only up to about 60. Upper 30s again on Tuesday night. Wednesday would be the first full day of spring with a high around 70. Low 70s Thursday. Risk of showers returning Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that killed one person and injured three others. Officers were called to the 3700 block of Woodley Road around 11:45 p.m. Saturday night, where 36-year-old Quentin Harris was pronounced dead on the scene. Three adult males were also injured by gunfire. Hundreds of people went wild at the 48th annual Zoo Weekend. The Montgomery Zoo was transformed into a carnival-like atmosphere with live entertainment, great food, fun rides, and much more. All proceeds from Zoo Weekend will fund the construction of a new reptile facility. Both Alabama and Auburn are going dancing in the NCAA basketball tournament. The Crimson Tide will play in the West region as a number 4 seed against number 13 seeded Charleston. After winning the SEC championship Sunday afternoon, the Auburn Tigers will also be a number 4 seed. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile. The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much and expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Never.
Never what I will.
Perfect.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. What? Why's he shaking his head? You can't hear me?
Sound a little off, Scott. Check your microphone. Make sure you're not...
Checking it now.
Okay.
It's all good. I already did that once today.
Is it just Scott?
Jason, are you doing this or am I?
I think I am. What does it say?
Is it all
it says road? It says road?
Yeah.
Is it road or roadie?
We're going the road. Still sounds bad, Scott?
You didn't tell me. What
yeah,
did
it sounds like the same old problem where your computer...
All right, hold on then. Just talk and say stuff that's brilliant.
Okay. Brilliant stuff coming up in moments. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope everybody... had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day and got over it.
All right.
Real
okay.
Quick. That's much
that?
Better. That's you got it.
That's really strange.
I hate technology.
We didn't change anything. Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. On this day, it's a Monday, the 18th day of March, the day after St. Patrick's Day in the year of our Lord 2024. How many people noticed that folks started wearing green Friday? And there's some of them are still wearing green today. Because St. Patrick's Day was on Sunday, and they didn't want to not be able to wear green when they went out on Friday. So it was just St. Patrick's
weekend.
Day weekend.
Don't they know they can wear green any day?
No, because it's tacky.
But that's what Katy Britt wore. She wore green. It was Kelly Green.
What's wrong with green?
What's wrong with green?
Oh, it was fantastic. Green is awesome.
Are you against people
trees.
Having parties? Are you an anti-greener?
I feel so bad. I think green from head to toe is very fashionable.
Well, did anybody see the leprechaun? Where was the leprechaun?
When?
Was it Mobile?
There's a leprechaun up in that tree.
It was a legit leprechaun.
I'm going to get the gold. That one?
That one. Did he come back out? I don't know.
That is one of the most famous things on the internet, I think.
Do you know?
The Mobile leprechaun.
No.
Okay.
You don't really know about the Mobile leprechaun?
No. I don't know anything about the Mobile leprechaun.
I wonder if our listeners don't know about the Mobile leprechaun.
This is the best. With what? The three of us. You're going to love this.
This is very exciting.
I don't think there's
Should
any,
we go on location?
Sky, you know what we're talking about, right?
I don't think
right?
there's any.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
There's no profanities in the Mobile leprechaun, is
you
there?
You know, that,
no.
that is such a great
news.
Question, Scott.
About profanities? All right, let's see if we can get to the Mobile leprechaun. I'm sure there's going to have to be an ad.
But, well, while he finds it, how was your weekend, Abs?
My weekend was very fun.
Our boys won.
Well, Justin.
Oh, there we go.
Let's see if we can play it. Let's see if Scott can hear it. Just in time.
For St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Creighton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Creighton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
No. This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I have to send
I'm going to run a
family.
Backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People do anything.
The guy that says he's Irish?
I mean, anything.
And the flute, it's a piece of like old piping from underneath
the
house.
It is old piping that's been hollowed out extra with a little couple of sides bored, round holes bored
down from.
It's an amateur sketch, though. At least you can see it. Oh, right. Yes, you can't see it, but
it is fantastic.
The sketch looks like I drew it.
But the rest of it, you really don't have to see, Sky.
Right.
How you imagine the voices fit the people perfectly.
Oh, absolutely.
The voices are the faces in that. And look, years ago when I first saw this, I don't remember what year it was. Now, YouTube says it was 7 years ago. I don't know if it was more than that or if it was 7 years ago when this was posted. But here's the funny thing. This was posted.
2006?
Yes.
So 6 was the original?
Yes.
So it was a long time ago.
Oh, my goodness.
But NBC 15, the news channel itself, posted that to YouTube 7 years ago. It says the original Creighton leprechaun news story from Local 15 News WPMI. So that is the official. It's not been. So when it came out in 6, I thought, surely that is
like
a spoof. Like these are actors. But
kind of seems like a Saturday Night Live skit.
It really does.
Alabama people are great at coming up with this.
This is unbelievable. Just,
what we need to do is we need to take the response to the State of the Union and dub in. Where to go with that? I didn't run to this office for no reason. Where to go with that? Give me a backhoe. I'm going to root that tree.
I love gold. A lot.
I've never seen that. My life. I'm going to send that to my family.
It's hysterical.
For the day, because we need a little extra energy.
Well, I didn't even know it was St. Patrick's Day, because I was watching basketball.
You didn't go to church
and
see everybody in the
green.
I mean, I saw everybody in green, but
it was meant to be because our team colors are green.
It was weird because it was a Sunday. Usually when you're in the office, you figure out it's that day.
I mean, it was a struggle for people, because St. Patrick's Day was on Sunday, so they were like, how drunk can I get?
But the UAB fans were all
we were all in green, and it was very delightful. And Auburn, I mean, four teams is very exciting. But what's more exciting is Auburn, Alabama, Samford, my school, UAB, go Blazers. But the day before or the night before, we had played Wichita State, okay? Mm-hmm. And one of their fans ended up in our section. It was not a great idea. But he was very drunk. He was celebrating St. Patrick's Day ahead of time. Okay, so we're sitting probably three rows back from the court, and we're watching it, and he is drunker and drunker as the day goes on.
Okay.
And
so they sell alcohol at these?
Yes, at Dickie's Arena. It was a rodeo place that they play basketball. They have big tournaments there and all kinds of merriment. But yes, they had an active bar, and this guy was very drunk and sitting in front of Chris Shaver. And so this, and do we know, Allison, ask me just one more time, how tall is my husband?
Like 68 feet tall.
He's really tall. So he's 6'9". So he's sitting there, and I'm sitting with him, and this guy starts going at it with Chris, and he's flipping him off. He's cussing him out.
Really?
Why Chris?
I don't... Well, he hasn't seen Chris.
That's the dumbest
thing. So he's two rows in front of us, and he's like, go, whatever the shockers are.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
The arena was not full, was
it? No.
So he could have sat anywhere. Really?
His fans were on the other side.
Oh, so
and
he just
sat
came
with
over
us,
there.
And there were two other people
could
sitting there,
turkey.
And I'm like, whatever, you can be a chucklehead. So he's still going on, and finally Chris is like, dude, you need to stop, like, flipping me off, like the double bird as if you're 12.
Right, right.
And you need to, like,
the double bird?
The double bird.
That's
repeatedly.
So aggressive.
Very aggressive. We had, by this time, taken the lead, and then it happens. Chris had said, dude, stop. And the guy's like, I'm not going to stop. Still's cussing. Mm-hmm. And I know what's about to happen because this is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Free throws, timeout.
Okay.
This guy stands up, bows up, and turns around.
Mm-hmm.
And a split second later, and this guy's like average. He's 6 feet tall, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Shaver stands up. And this guy's eyes got as big as saucer. And he was like, uh-oh. And the UAB dads and the fans are like all right there ready to go into action because they can hear this happening.
Right.
And then the guy just turned back around.
And started behaving?
By the end, he hugged my husband. He was like,
what?
Y'all kicked our butt. Sorry.
Really?
Like, whatever. But I've never laughed harder in my life than watching somebody who's drawing and it hasn't taken the time to turn around and see who they're talking to.
Right.
Perhaps next time you should turn around and see who you're talking to.
Check your surroundings before you...
Those eyes were like this.
You don't get nervous?
No.
When that... Because, like, I'm like...
That was the fun
of
the weekend.
I will be visiting Jared Sinclair in jail.
Like, oh, no, Chris can go at it, but the problem
destroy
is...
someone.
No, he was
that
known
makes
for
me nervous.
Being a violent... He was a violent, like, if you played against
young
him
person.
At center, he would throw people into the wall if they didn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
So, yes, Allison, I should be nervous, but he's 51. And he knows that he's the giant, and he's bigger than everybody else. But there is a little bit of a holdback because he knows how big he is.
Yeah.
And he's still really strong. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh. But there is a chance that if Jared and Chris were in the right setting with the right kind of people jawing at them, that we would have to go bail our husbands
like
out.
The furry that came up
yes.
between them at the Republican
yes.
dinner
yes.
and started talking about how terrible Republicans
our
were.
Our husbands are
and I'm
great.
Like, you're going to go up against Jared and Chris? Like, that's the...
I mean, like, what a dummy. Like, bless it.
I don't know if Wichita State is worth dying for.
They're not worth dying for, but I think there are things that are... Because that's the other blessing, though, is don't you feel this way when you're going with your husband? And I bet Lori feels this way, you know, is when I'm going places with Chris, I never worry about my safety. Ever.
Oh, no, I don't either.
Because
yeah,
the theme song in the background
about.
Is like, it's about to go down.
Bailing people out and... Cop cars.
That was the fun of the weekend. Oh, and that we won. And we were on the boys' flight on the way back. It was very delightful. And go Alabama schools. Auburn, Alabama, Samford, and UAB. Congratulations.
It's a big deal.
All in the
it's
tournament.
It's a really big deal. I don't know how long it's going to last. I know they're jonesing for Auburn and UAB to play. That would be wild. If that happens...
What are we going to do?
We're going to fly out there. We're going to fly out there on Saturday.
You're going with them, right? Allison?
Well, I'm kidding. Like, Molly has a volleyball tournament. I can't go.
Really?
I can't
what?
Go. I got to stay with the baby.
Where's this volleyball tournament at?
Here.
In Birmingham?
Yes.
Unless
you just hop a plane and go to Spokane.
Sorry,
Molly.
I'm thinking you go to Spokane.
Well, maybe I'll just take Molly and be like, sorry, no center for y'all.
Let her play.
That's a big deal.
She can still stay.
well, I don't want her to leave her again. Like this weekend, I went so poorly planned that we had to keep wearing the same things. Oh, and I was like, oops, we won. We'll be back later.
Right.
So I had to keep telling her, feed the dogs. She had to order dog food, like take care of herself. At least she's ready for college.
It's good for her.
But I think maybe we should go.
Y'all should go.
Scott, why wouldn't you?
Because you don't know if you're going to go to the tournament again.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Don't take it for granted.
That's true.
I mean, they had to win this tournament to go to the big dance,
right?
You got to go just to film all the fights on the flights out there because you've got Auburn, Alabama, and UAB all at the Birmingham airport.
Crazy fans.
All on the same flights to Spokane.
All going out. Why did they put us in Spokane?
It's gonna be like,
gentlemen, why did they do that?
I thought Alabama was in Memphis.
No,
they're in Spokane as well.
Are they really?
Well, we need to talk about that, but we have a guest coming back, so we got to pull ourselves together, people.
To have this guest,
he probably cares about basketball.
He does.
But I mean, this is a really big deal that he's calling.
Yeah,
or we're calling him because he's very fancy.
Todd Starnes, who met Trixie and Dixie on Newsmax, is going to be telling us about his new book, which seems and looks. I saw the. It's not out yet, but I got to see.
What's the name of it?
Twilight's Last Gleaming, and the
chapter titles are unbelievable.
Are hysterical. So
Can't
we'll
wait.
Be back with information about his book, and then we need to talk brackets and basketball.
Okay. Really?
We do.
The Auburn and the UAB people are loving it, aren't they? Oh, y'all did win the SEC, didn't you? And y'all won the American Conference.
You're a loser.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
chokers. Someone's grumpy.
We are chokers. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Amy Beth Shavers gets her glasses on as we start back with This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. We've got a special guest on, and I'm just going to give Allison Sinclair the credit for trying to do it this way in case it goes badly. If it goes
Scott
correctly.
Scott Beeson, you are our fearless, patriarchal leader. Do not. If this goes.
Okay, so if it goes perfectly, I get the credit?
Yes.
Sure. Why not?
Todd Starnes is with us from Newsmax. He's got a national, well-known radio show, and he's got a new book called Twilight's Last Gleaming. Todd, welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well today.
Hey, guys. Doing great, and hope you guys are as well.
We are. It's a glorious Monday, but what's more glorious is that you're here with us, and we cannot wait to talk about your new book that looks absolutely amazing. I know that it's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, but the chapter titles, Todd, they just hit different. I love them. Tell me, what was your motivation for the book, and what would you like to do with it?
So the question is, can America be saved? And the answer is yes. But the problem is, you know, I didn't want to pull a Michael Knowles and just write a 300-page book with one word in it. So I had to fill it out. And I was reading a speech. I'm a huge Ronald Reagan fan. And years ago, I was reading a speech by Reagan. And he made an interesting observation about our national anthem. And he said, our national anthem is the only one out there that actually starts with a question instead of a declarative statement. And the question is the flag still there? Can you still see it flying? And of course, years later, Reagan would deliver another speech, which was a lot more well-known, when he pointed out that freedom is not passed along in the bloodstream. Every generation has to fight for freedom. Mm-hmm. And so that really became the focus of the book. But I also realized people are just freaking out. I don't know about your callers, but a lot of mine are just like really, really concerned. And so I wanted to provide a little bit of levity. And so we take a lot of the big issues of the day and we just have a lot of fun with them in the book. Anybody who's familiar with, say, Louis Grizzard, or going totally old school, going back to some of our great, Southern humorists back in the day, Jerry Clower, for example, that's kind of my writing style in this book.
That he's so funny. Okay, so I'm just curious. Chapter 3, titled Butter My Butt and Call Me a Biscuit. And that just really speaks to me. And so what does Chapter 3 cover?
So I received an urgent call, and this was actually a true story. I received an urgent call from back home. I was still living in New York City, working at Fox News. This was in the early days of the pandemic. And my Uncle Jerry called, and he was panicked. He said, you got to get back to Memphis. We got big problems down here. He said, they need to declare a state of emergency. I'm like, Uncle Jerry, what is going on? He said, Todd, we just got back from the barbecue joint, and they're serving something called barbecue tofu. And honest to goodness, it was called a Southern fried tofu sandwich with pickle brine tofu battered and fried to perfection, served on a brioche bun. And it was like one of the greatest culinary heresies of the South. So I get back home, my apartment was not ready. And again, this was in the pandemic. So the Peabody was kind enough to put me up, with the Ducks, the hotel, the Grand Hotel of the South. So I'm back home, sit down, I'm ordering breakfast, and I just wanted a good sausage biscuit. It was my first breakfast back in the South. And the waiter looks at me and says, we're not serving biscuits anymore, but have you tried a bagel? And I thought, dear God.
That's why you left New York.
Again. We lost the war again.
Tell me it wasn't Central Barbecue. Was it Central Barbecue that was serving tofu?
No, it was not. Which, by the way, you are my favorite person now because that is the best barbecue joint in Memphis.
Well, I just experienced it for the first time last summer. And it was really good.
It was good.
It's worth the hype. A lot of those places just aren't. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry you had to go back to the New York bagel. That's just
sad.
Stinks.
That's really sad.
So the book launches. You have a launch tonight. Is the launch party tonight? Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a launch party tonight, and it'll be in bookstores first thing in the morning. Tuesdays are when all the new books come out, and it'll be Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you buy your books, or you can get it online, to Amazon. But President Trump was kind enough to write a great endorsement for the book, as well as some great lawmakers, Jim Jordan, Marsha Blackburn, and we're really excited about the message here. I just want people to laugh, and I told people, look, if things really go south and things don't turn out the way we hope in November, at least we'll have something to chuckle about on the way to the gulags.
Yeah, we'll read your book when we're in the re-education camp, Todd. Hey, real quick, you said something earlier, and I think you alluded to Ronald Reagan saying the same thing. America, freedom, etc., is not really genetic. And I saw the Alex Garland guy, the guy who's the British director who's making this new movie, Civil War, which will probably be terrible. But he came out and said that the concept of American exceptionalism was faulty, that no one is exceptional. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that no, America has been exceptional, but we're forgetting that. Is that kind of the way you see things? Maybe your book kind of leans that way. We're just kind of forgetting who we are and we need to be reminded.
Absolutely. And I talk about in the book this intentional dumbing down of our children. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're doing that is because a stupid population is easy to control and to manipulate. If a generation of American kids don't understand their constitutional rights, they're not going to know when those rights are taken away. And the concern I had, and this goes back to about 3 or 4 books ago, there was a Pew Research study done. And at the time, they were talking to millennials about free speech. age, and a shocking number of millennials at the time believed that there should be limitations placed on free speech. Mm. Well, I contend that those kinds of conversations and ideas are being planted in the public school classrooms, which I believe have become these indoctrination centers that are driving, they're the engine driving this radical change in the country right now.
Absolutely. Amen. Todd, we appreciate you visiting with us. I hope everyone will go out and buy your book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. We appreciate the visit.
Y'all, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Great show.
Yes, sir. Okay, take care. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be back.
All right.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late-season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32, widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. For the day tomorrow, more sun, high temperature barely up to about 60, upper 30s again on Tuesday night, and near 70 on Wednesday, back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Program, everybody. I hope y'all are enjoying the show. Todd Starnes, that was interesting. I wish we had more time with him.
I just said one segment. In hindsight, I wish I had said like the
whole... That's not your usual way. Your usual is like, come on, do the show. Some people were like, can we get rid of them? But no. With Todd Starnes, who could have stayed longer, you only want him for a few minutes.
I don't know what to do because I feel like you get mad at me because if they're a lame guest, you're like,
Todd wouldn't be lame.
He's so funny.
He's hilarious, and I am, every time I hear him, am reminded of the importance of being a happy warrior.
No, that's a good point. And anytime I hear someone reference Louis Grizzard, I think.
Louis Grizzard was the best.
And Jerry, I don't know who you don't even know because you're from there.
Jerry Clower.
I do know Jerry Clower because Jared made me listen to Jerry Clower.
I do not know Louis Grizzard. And be from
because
the South.
She grew up north in Knoxville. That's good. Why.
Who about that? Dave Barry was also hysterical.
Yes. Yeah, Dave Barry was good, but Grizzard had that
Louis Grizzard, and then who's the other guy that's at the back, and he's written a bunch of books at the back of Southern Living. And he's funny as well. He's got 5 or 6 books.
No, I'm not a big subscriber
Scott,
to Southern Living.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm. Right? You sure?
I thought you were like a gardener, and maybe from
Southern
time
Living
to time,
is like,
your wife
I think
wants
the
to
Yankees
look and see.
Came down, and they were like, we could sell this to aspiring.
They
kept,
have sad
kept
Yankee
wives.
Magazine. Really? To Kept Wives?
We had the Kept Wives Club last week. Were you not? Oh, you weren't here.
I was not here on Friday.
Wait. You missed
were
Roger's
you not here for
she
the
was
episode?
Here
when he said it was Kept Wives. But he only said she was a Kept Wife.
Yes, that's true.
And I missed it. And I am just...
You're a strong, independent woman.
I am strong, independent, and highly dependent on my husband.
Rick Bragg is the author you were talking about.
Rick Bragg.
Thank you, Sky.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I think he's funny. So anyway, yeah, I'm not
that
club.
You don't know who Louis Grizzard is at all?
I mean, like I'm thinking Clark Griswold. That's all I got.
No, Clark Griswold had a lot of Southern Confederate history kind of things. Yeah.
What was he? Just a comedian?
That dog will bite you?
Yeah.
He was a writer, comedian.
Humorist.
Humorist is probably the best.
That's a good word.
And not like a arm humor.
Right.
Like a humorist.
Okay. Well,
and Todd is a humorist, and I am motivated by him and his happy warrior status, because if we know how it goes, why not?
It's so funny when he said, have something entertaining on the way to the gulag. Like, that's what we always say.
We do.
I mean.
So we need to go forward.
We're headed to re-education camp. Let's
happy campers. Beat you there. Right?
Might actually have to buy that book.
I'm going to buy the book.
Really, really good.
I know he's not listening anymore.
Take 6 years to read it.
That he didn't send y'all? Oh, never mind. Yeah, let's buy that book.
We're going to buy that book.
It's going to go in my Amazon cart.
When we did the interview with him and he played right along, we were talking about Kay Ivey and her high stepping, and Abs did her Kay Ivey impression. And I mean, Todd Starnes just rolled with it. He was like, and now I'm picturing her with like a frying pan in front of the church. Like, yes, that's it.
I mean, it was the whole thing, really. But yeah, I'm going to buy the book. I'll let y'all know how it is.
Yeah,
okay, let's just be real.
Oh, did you hear
let's
that?
Let's just be real.
Yeah. That we won't read.
I'll buy
but
it.
She, yeah,
and I'll buy it for like
she's
6 years.
She's already looking or reading other books.
No,
and so
she
I'm
is
helping
not.
My sister
she
out.
Is not reading
we are
other
in
books.
The
Why
K-W-C,
do you say?
WC.
I don't.
And I got to look out for her.
I don't know if, look, untruthful flattery
is a
may
sin.
Not count as, I mean, you're not like.
She's not lying.
Besmirching.
I'm not lying. No. I'm
reading.
Reading.
You're
books.
Reading something?
Scott, I'm
every
sorry.
Night when I go to bed, I read the title and say I should read that book.
And Scott, you're the one who sent us the funny little meme about hardcore, hardcore.
Yeah, y'all really
okay?
are. That is y'all
that's us,
to a team.
And we know what the other brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess it's not false witness. Well, it would be false
no,
witness.
No, false witness is
if you're
just
undermining
listening to
them,
those
if
verses.
If you're false witnessing
I'm not
good things
her.
To her. Yeah, I mean, I guess positive false witness might be okay.
What are you reading right now, Scotty?
The Bible.
Okay, you know me too. Don't say special. Everybody shout out.
That's
what
the
chapter
answer.
You're in?
Anytime.
1, 2, 3. Deuteronomy, what are you in?
I'm still back at Exodus.
Are you listening to the man with a beautiful voice? Or are
part
you,
of the time, but no, part of the time I'm reading it.
Okay, well.
I had to go get a little
see,
New Testament.
We have that.
Mm-hmm.
We have that.
What is Allison reading?
The back of her eyelids.
Which so is true because she's tanning them now. She confessed that on the show. She thinks my theory could be true.
What?
I'm
you're tanning?
Scott told me to tan my eyelids and it will get rid of my dry eyes.
I'm sorry. Do you mean tanning bed tan or layout?
No.
Your,
just get some
rid
vitamin
of dry
D.
Eyes. I thought we were just trying to wear less makeup.
Oh, I thought. Oh, yeah. It is to make me look better. To look brighter.
But somehow you merge those two together.
Well, I mean, you'll look better if you don't have red, dry eyes.
Okay,
guys,
gotcha. Yes,
I
ma'am.
Know that it is not 9 anymore, mm-hmm. whatever, at the beginning of the show, but I have one little question.
Okay.
This bothered me. I just one question. I don't know if you've noticed this. Scott, you went somewhere. You know, you go mm-hmm. places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have I went to Dothan. Where did you go? Dallas?
Scott?
She was in Nashville.
Were you in Tampa for your daughter's World Series?
She was in Nashville. That's the SEC.
I was. Oh, yeah. I was
sorry.
In Fort Worth, which, by the way, has the Sinclair Hotel.
Isn't that still Dallas?
I took a picture.
Is it the same place?
It's not the same place. Apparently, I learned this.
I mean, they call it both names, but it just runs together.
DFW, sir. And there's
Dallas,
a difference between the cities.
Really?
Chris's aunt lives in Dallas.
Are you
and
uppity,
then there's
schmuckity
Fort Worth.
If you're, which one's the cool one?
Like, they're both cool.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
I'm not even going to give, but what I'm going to ask is something that Chris Shaver and I noticed last night. We walked around and, mm-hmm. and we thought, I wonder if anybody else has seen this. Is it hotel breakfast bars? Is it the airport? Is it Walmart? But are y'all noticing how many grown folks, and I understand the world is burning down around us, but in this spirit of happy warrioring, have you noticed how many people are wearing pajamas places?
Yes. Well, I didn't really notice it because I don't really look
like
at a lot of people.
Like the silk matching pajamas?
They're not wearing our kind of PJs. I'm saying they're wearing the flannel with the tee.
Like the Christmas
and they're,
PJs.
And they're coming downstairs yeah. at the breakfast bar and you're like, okay, when you're 5, it's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're older than that, I can't really go for it. And then I noticed on the flight, people are wearing pajamas in public.
Yes.
As if that's something that your mama didn't stop you and say, I love you too much to let you go out of the house in this.
Yeah, like
you
a week ago, my wife said, Lori said, why are grown people wearing pajamas everywhere? I think it's on the it's on the interwebs. That's what
y'all,
I think.
Do you realize, like the pants I have on right now, I sleep in.
but they don't look like pajamas. It's like the plaid. What do you call that
these
material?
Are like grown
flannel,
yes,
flannel,
a little bit
like
fuzzy.
Patchwork,
yes.
Patchwork, like horrible stuff.
Yes.
That is, I don't know, but we noticed
it
everywhere.
I thought you were going to talk about one time, we did a little bourbon trail tour up in Kentucky.
That does
never,
not surprise me either.
And it was awful because the bourbon tastes like throw up.
Really?
With acid in it.
Is that how bourbon tastes?
That's how I think it tastes. So every time we'd go in like a
somebody
tasting,
call
I'm like,
governor.
Oh my God.
Somebody ask B-Mall, what's a good kind of bourbon?
Send your recommendations my way, Meemaw, because it was not good. Anyway, y'all, we went to this really fancy restaurant
mm-hmm.
and had the hot brown. Have y'all ever had a hot brown?
What is that? That sounds
racist.
Oh, you know what? Chris had something with blueberry and whiskey.
Sky, why are you laughing? Thing? Do we just need to go to break? Sky, it's like a skeleton.
I know what it is. It just sounds kind of dirty. Okay.
What is it again? What's it called?
No, it's like a biscuit.
It's a Cleveland Brown. No, that's not it. It's a, go ahead.
It's a hot.
Forget it. I'm not even telling my, no.
No, we need a story.
No,
now.
I'm not telling
it's
my story.
It's a hot
story
brown
now.
Biscuit.
No.
Did they butter your biscuits?
Look, we gotta go to break. I'm done. I'm done with y'all people.
Now you know. That's how I feel.
We'll try to be back. What did she say?
She said she didn't get that.
We'll be back.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, things are changing at Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just a good old boy,
never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. Dixie and Trixie, they have names. Big show so far today. Todd Starnes and something about brownie, brown biscuits, right. Butter my brown biscuits.
Sky brown. Sky,
my
keep
hot
it together.
Brown, butter hot my hot brown biscuits.
Have you not
baby?
Heard of the Cleveland Browns? I mean.
No, I have no idea what
brown,
you're talking about.
It's a sandwich.
Really?
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns that used to be.
Good.
Wait a minute. What's a brown anyway? Because I know they already got rid of the Cleveland Indians.
That's a leprechaun that lives in Cleveland.
He started out green. I always wondered what the Browns are.
The Browns?
I don't know you can really say that.
No, I can. I'm going to look.
The Browns. I think if you say that in the wrong context, you're in trouble.
What are the Browns?
Wait, that's such a great question.
Guys. No, I'm serious as a heart attack. I do not know what the Browns are.
Relax, everybody. Relax. Mm-hmm. Named after coach and co-founder
Paul Brown.
Drum roll, please.
Mm-hmm. Paul Brown.
Paul Brown.
Yeah.
Well, that's lame.
That is lame. So, what about one of those Ivy League schools? Because it's Brown University.
It is.
Are they the Brown Browns?
Hot Browns. They're just the Browns.
No,
that's
they didn't
it.
Have
what's
a
their
Paul
mascot?
Hey Siri, what's Brown University's mascot? It's
Siri
a bear.
No.
They're the brown. They're brown the brown bear.
She's done silent.
First time okay, anybody ever asked that question. Okay.
Oh, that's because I got my sound turned off.
They're the brown bears.
Allison, did you want to tell everybody what?
I'm going to tell everybody. Well, I got to get to the point of my story, which had to do with a hotel buffet.
A hotel.
Okay. Yeah. A whole tail.
Hot brown tail.
Okay. So in Louisville, Kentucky. There is a hotel, called the Brown Hotel.
This is getting, I don't even know what to say now.
In the 1920s, they would host like dinner dance nights, you know, and everybody, like they would party till the wee hours of the morning. And there'd be like 1,200 people there at the Brown Hotel flapping away and everybody would be hungry. But this is a fancy hotel.
So they didn't have the... Waffle Housey at the fancy hotel.
Oh, the Waffle House.
Yes. You missed that?
Yeah.
Waffle Housey.
Yes.
Oui, oui, maman.
Du fromage.
Okay. I did. Okay. So.
At the wee-wee again. I've been partying so much.
Like, hi. Wee.
Would you tell your story?
Yeah.
I don't think we have any listeners
left,
today.
All of them
what
are listening.
What is happening?
All two are
so
listening.
So they're all danced out from flapping and doing the 20s.
So they're flapping and they're tired and they're hungry. And so he didn't want to do just like a standard sandwich. Mm-hmm. So the chef invented the hot brown, which is, it's served in like a skillet.
Right.
Okay.
And you have brioche bun, like a brioche bread on the bottom.
Okay.
And then you do turkey, bacon, tomatoes. And then you pour this Mornay, like kind of brown sauce gravy over
That's
with pecorino romano and butter and cream and nutmeg. And it looks atrocious, but it is so good. If you ever go, you got to get you a hot brown.
Is Mornay gravy?
Yeah, it's like it's a sauce.
French gravy.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, hold on. I'll tell
but
you.
But here's the story.
Creamy Mornay sauce.
We're sitting there and we're eating this. You said adults, pajamas, hotel buffet.
Okay.
See how she wrapped it all up in? She's a professional.
She is. The segue is amazing.
It all together.
And the anticipation is killing me.
There is an adult that's in a suit. Okay?
Okay.
Not pajamas, which I would expect. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there eating my hot brown, and I look over, and he is at the buffet, but he has dropped the buffet like it's the spoon that you put the sauce over the, what's it called?
The hot brown.
Bread
the
pudding.
Brioche.
Bread pudding.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay.
So the spoon, he drops.
Onto the floor?
And it's
into
sticky.
The sauce.
Okay.
So sticks both his fingers into the
sauce to retrieve the spoon.
Mm-hmm. Pulls it out, licks his fingers, grabs the spoon again.
No.
Puts it on his bread pudding and then just puts it back.
I'm out. I quit eating.
Don't you think that's what happens all over the place in all of these buffets? I mean, here's the thing. There's a reason the kitchen is not seeable. The cleanest place you can go is the Waffle Huse.
Look, if he had been at least they're doing it
right in front of you.
I wouldn't have judged him, but he's in a suit. He should know better.
We've got to take a